Inflation Reduction Act is going to lower prescription drug costs for seniors.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also praising his fellow Democrats for fighting climate change.
You should never forget how much you have helped make the world and the globe a better place.
The bill incentivizes Americans to use renewable energy in their homes and buy electric vehicles. It also raises taxes on some corporations.
And House Republicans are really zeroing in on that point, saying that any corporate tax increase will ultimately be passed off to the consumer. And raising taxes during inflation and a recession is a very bad combination. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also urged all House Republicans to vote no as it heads to his chamber, saying Congress should be focusing on our country's call to answer the rising price of gas, groceries, and just about everything else we buy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Now, gas keeps going back down. It's dropped 55 straight days from June's record, now nearly a dollar less than the all-time high. Still 87 cents more than we were paying a year ago. They're mourning in El Paso County, Colorado. A sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night. There's a report the suspect is dead. Police in the area have just said the scene is secure. No more threat to the public. The missiles and the rockets are not flying into and out of Gaza today. A ceasefire is still holding after 3 days of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians that left more than 40 Palestinians dead.
We do know that Hamas, the group in control of Gaza, did not get involved in this round of fighting. That was a critical move because it allowed the Israelis to use these Egyptian-led negotiations to come to the table and ultimately cut this ceasefire deal.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Ashkelon, Israel. President Biden, out of isolation after two negative COVID tests, about to take off on a trip to Kentucky to survey some of the major damage caused by flooding that left at least 37 people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
China is still upset. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan last week, an island nation it claims is its territory.
The military exercises by China surrounding Taiwan apparently target U.S. support for Taiwan in the event of a possible Chinese invasion. Taiwan's defense ministry said yesterday that it detected a total of 66 aircraft and 14 warships conducting the naval and air exercises. The actions have disrupted shipping and air traffic and raised worries of the potential for conflict in a region crucial to global trade. Taiwan has responded by putting its military on alert. Its central news agency reports that Taiwan is planning to conduct live fire artillery drills on Tuesday and Thursday in response to China. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The first ship of grain allowed to leave Ukraine after the UN helped broker a deal with Russia to lift a blockade put in place after the invasion arrived today in Turkey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that grain is needed for the world's food supply. He is in South Africa.
We also want to strengthen the foundation of food security across Africa to increase local agricultural capacity, local resilience, so that more people have access to affordable, nutritious food over the long term, not just in response to an emergency.
More than 300 flights have been canceled again today, and the FlightAware tracker to and from are within the U.S., in addition to more than 1,600 cancellations over the weekend.
Saturday, 41% of JetBlue's flights were canceled, 36% over at Southwest. Same story, here we go again. Staffing shortage, severe summer storms, all of that just adding injury to insult for many travelers. Consider the fact several airlines had already cut their summer schedules. To be clear, passengers out of Chicago, Newark, LaGuardia had the worst.
That's Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni on Wall Street. Stocks may surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Attorney General's office warning residents about a new scam that uses phony websites to target bank customers and they're revealing their personal information. The scam makes a phony website appear to be real, so would-be victims have to enter personal information to create a new bank account. State officials urge consumers make sure they're doing business with a legitimate company. A road in Champaign next to Interstate 74 closed to through traffic this week as construction crews build a new storm sewer for the highway. Weather permitting, Anthony Drive closing today between Dale and Dobbins. It'll reopen on Saturday with through traffic not allowed. Almost 70% of Americans said in a new poll they believe the U.S. economy getting worse. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 69% of respondents said they think the U.S. economy getting worse compared to 12% who said it's getting better. 18% of those surveyed believe the U.S. economy has remained the same. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hope your morning's going well on this August 8th. From what I can see, Greg, we're pretty doing a lot better when it comes to the crops, and it just looks a little more fuller when you're coming into work and you see the plants and the growth on the corn and soybeans. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, that's the reports that we're getting in here from folks who have been in the fields and folks doing the old drive-by scouting as well. That certainly helps. Yeah, things not quite as wilty. There have been some, you know, drowned-out fields up in parts of northern 40 or Coy County from a couple of weeks ago. And last week, of course, that I-70 corridor on southward, Effingham on southward, a lot of those thing areas are just done for the season. Too much standing water. And we're back into that flooding, recurring, repeating mode, this time through the northern end of the state, up towards Rockford, Belvoir, Deer, Galena, over towards and around Freeport, anywhere between 3 and 8+ inches of rain over the course of the weekend. They picked up another 4 inches in spots over the past nighttime stretch, and some of those heaviest rains are out through and around Lee County and areas west of Chicago. There'll be some big rains making their way through that area, so if you're going to be traveling north of I-80 up to I-88 here later on this morning, heads up on some rough weather. We'll see some of those showers and thunderstorms here primarily this afternoon. Radar detecting maybe a few sprinkles around in a couple of spots at the current time. And boy, that air is thick and heavy. 77 at Willard and Savoy right now. Dew point up into the mid-70s. So you feel it. And as the day wears on, increasing likelihood of a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in spots this morning, then a band or two to come through the area this afternoon. There may be some localized downpours as well. High temperatures prior to the rains getting in here, up at around 90 degrees. We'll bottom out tonight, another round or two or three of showers and thunder, both this evening and again after midnight, 65 to 70 for the low. Tomorrow, not as warm. Humidity comes down a bit in the afternoon. High temperature with a shower threat in the morning at 81. Then delightful weather for going forward right on through the rest of the weekend. Weekend too, 59 tomorrow night, sunny, pleasant, 82 on Wednesday, 84 on Thursday. Secondary dry cool front knocks us down to the upper 70s for highs on Friday and a little above 80 for the weekend. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with lower humidity and nighttime temperatures comfortable as well, bottoming out into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I love it. Right now, 77, a great start to our week. Don't think that your summer is slipping away. There's plenty of activities to do. And I know that the Georgetown Fair is in progress now. I love the Georgetown Fair and Redneck Yacht Club and International Harvester. Some of the music we'll hear on Friday night when Craig Morgan takes the stage. And here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we've got another pair of tickets to hand out. We've been working with a lot of different venues to give you some summer concert experiences. And it's Craig Morgan on Friday the 12th. If you'd like to experience that, just text in the word FAIR to 217-359-2255, and we'll get you taken care of. At 8:09, I'm going to do a best of talk about weapons, as we have a guy on crime prevention on with Stevie J a few weeks ago. Let's listen in.
Dr. John Lott has joined me once again, sir, from Missoula, Montana. They'll be coming to Montana last. And when I say they, it's when this thing falls apart, which I pray doesn't happen. John Lott, I'm talking about the United States of America. You know, what did Ronald Reagan say? You can mess this up with one generation. Some of the stuff going on, John, it's just crazy nuts.
Well, I think it's pretty depressing what's going on. I mean, we've had GDP, our income in the country has been shrinking over the last 6 months. And I think it's pretty obvious why that's the case. A lot of it has to do with all the new regulations that the Biden administration's imposing. And now we have a bill that Joe Manchin has agreed to, which is going to have a lot more regulations and a lot new taxes.
When you look at what people are concerned about, climate is like, what, ninth or something? It's all this attention from the far left. This is a far left agenda. And so we're going to have more stuff, more. They're going to find corporations that aren't, you know, on the climate page. Guess who's paying for that? It's going to be me. I don't understand why people in Washington don't understand. They pass it down. What's the problem?
Right. Well, I'm not sure. You want to encourage companies to go and expand and invest, putting more taxes on them doesn't exactly seem the way to go and do that.
But John, the White House says, good news, the White House says that 2 quarters of negative GDP does not mean a recession. Hey, they redefined it. Good news. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the same time, they're saying the economy is moving in the right direction. They talk about a slowdown. I don't know. If it's actually negative, that doesn't seem a slow yeah. growth. That yeah. seems like negative growth. It seems like, you know, at the same time, we've had about 4.5 that we know of new people into the United States last year with Biden.
Right.
And at the same time, our income is falling. Per capita income is falling even faster than as we have more people there. So Americans are getting poor.
Dr. John Lott is an economist and the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Fascinating stuff. We were talking the last time, Dr. Lott, on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, that when we say there are 300 mass shootings in America, that's a little deceptive, right? The definition of that is what?
Yeah. Well, the number that's used there is from some place called the Gun Violence Archive. And they're looking at any time where 3 people are wounded and or killed by gunfire. The thing is, about 87% of those are drug gangs fighting against each other over drug turf. But usually, though, they use it in the context, they'll say something like, you know, the school shooting or the Buffalo grocery store shooting. And then they'll say there's 300 of those that are happening. And I guess my point would be, look, both are bad. Both drug gangs fighting against each other over drug turf is bad, as well as, obviously, these other types of cases. But they're very different from each other, both the causes and the solutions to stopping them. I mean, one thing I have to say, I'm really kind of at the end of my leash as far as how the media bias is covering these stories. So, for example, the Buffalo mass murder, he explicitly spends a lot of time in his manifesto explaining why he picked the target that he did. And why did he do that? His top reason is he wanted to go to a place where he knew his victims would not have concealed handguns to be able to go and protect themselves.
Yeah.
These killers, time after time after time, they may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to get media attention. And they know the more people they kill, the more media attention they're going to get.
John, what if we really stop going wall to wall on things like that? Mention it in the news, but don't go live and don't go to the press conference. Doesn't that stir the mentally ill or evil people, as you say, to do it to get attention? If we didn't cover it, would they do it as much?
You're exactly right. That's exactly the point. That you cannot read their diaries or their manifestos and not see time after time. They see, if I can only kill more people than such and such did, I can get even more media attention. You know,
why do you think we haven't seen a streaker on TV since 1975? They stopped showing it and they stopped doing it. That's the whole thing.
No, you're exactly right. They explicitly stopped showing those on TV, and so people aren't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
The media understands this stuff, but what upsets me is that, look, we don't need to get rid of the First Amendment, but it would be helpful if the media was less biased in its coverage. If it would mention why these guys picked the targets that they did, that they go after places where guns are banned. They, you know, this isn't rocket science. These guys go to places where they know victims can't defend themselves because they know they're going to be able to go and kill more people in there. There's a reason why 96% of these mass public shootings have taken place in areas where guns are banned.
Yeah.
People wouldn't put a sign in front of their home that says their home is a gun-free zone if they really thought somebody was threatening them. Because it's not like they believe that the murderer would say, oh, I can't go in there because I can't take my gun. Mm. Instead, it tells them that that they're going to be able to have an easy target because the people inside, they'll take advantage of the fact that law-abiding citizens obey the rules, and they're going to disobey them.
John, I hope we can chat again. I love that you deal in facts and you've got it. Tell people where they can find your website.
It's crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
Please join us again. John, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Economist and the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nothing but stuff.
All right. Time to get into our sports headlines. Miami, the Marlins preventing a sweep yesterday, 3-0 over the Cubs. Cubs had that 5-game winning streak come to an end. Speaking of winning, wow, Cardinals seem to be on a roll. 12-9 winners over the New York Yankees yesterday. What a great game. 4 hours and 25 minutes long. One of the longest ones in the MLB this season, and two games ahead of Milwaukee. Let's get details.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and there are days, Ricky, when a team has to go out and outslug the other team. That's what the Cardinals did yesterday, winning 12-9, and they swept the 3-game series from the Yankees.
It was absolutely a game of survival, a game of over 4 hours, and the Cardinals were able to hang on. Ryan Helsley picked up the save. The win goes to Chris Stratton, one of the new Cardinal relievers. Big hits in the game by Nolan Arenado early on. The biggest hit was Paul DeJong, who had a 3-run home run in the 8th inning, gave the Cardinals some breathing room.
That was with 2 outs for Paul DeJong, who has had some kind of comeback from AAA, where he played in 51 games and really found his stroke again.
It's been great to have Paul DeJong back, but also Yadier Molina. He's doing a lot to coach the pitchers through moments and tried to help Adam Wainwright, who did not have a good start for the Cardinals, but he at least battled, and the Cardinals found a way to win.
The Cardinals are off today and will play in Colorado against the Rockies tomorrow night on the air at 6:45 with Miles Michaelis on the mound.
You'll hear that action here on ESPN 93.5. More details with Lon Tay and Derek Piper this afternoon. When it comes to racing in Michigan, Kevin Harvick with the checkered flag. And, of course, we're watching all kinds of different camps. I know at Soldier Field they'll have family day as we check out the Bears in action. ESPN 93.5, we've got your weather forecast, and it is brought to you by Provident Financial Group.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Don't forget every month, that's check weather for Eastern Toronto and Champaign-Urbana. This Saturday, showers and thunder have been the story over the past weekend. Up into the northern reaches of the state, from there northwest into southern Minnesota, northern Iowa. Yeah, we caught a couple of those during the course of Saturday. And with the next round of rainfall coming our way, there'll be some healthy downpours in a couple of spots this afternoon and evening time. And cooler, drier air settles in for the end part of the weekend. Into the weekend, too, you'll enjoy kind of a win-win for everyone this week weather-wise. With more rain back in the forecast, especially this afternoon, stray shower late this morning, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon before the rain arrives, up around 90, southwest wind, warm and humid tonight, 65 to 70 with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms this evening, and again after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, a shower chance early tomorrow, then mostly cloudy, 81, skies break tomorrow night, 59, sunny, pleasant, 82, humidity comes down nicely on Wednesday, beautiful weather Thursday, sunny skies at 84, even cooler, drier Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high temperature 79 on Friday, low 80s for the weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solvay. Thank you.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Merger news is helping stocks this morning. Pfizer will pay $5.4 billion to buy Global Blood Therapeutics, which makes a treatment for sickle cell disease. UPS is buying Bomi Group, a business based in Italy that distributes medical supplies in Europe and Latin America. And the Wall Street Journal says drugstore chain CVS is interested in bidding for Signify Health, a company that provides in-home health care. It manages its services by using analytics and technology. Tyson Foods shares are dropping after the meat and poultry company reported weaker earnings than expected. Tyson has been raising prices. It was selling more beef than a year earlier, but pork, chicken, and prepared food sales volumes were all down. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. Busey Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, Busey will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps your business successful for years to come. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
U.S. Army Ranger and CIA special security contractor, known for his actions in the 2012 terrorist attack on the ambassador in Libya, and Chris Stevens. I'm just reminiscing a little bit, and this book, 13 Hours, Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi, as we reminisce and go with this interview with Chris Tonto Peronto. It was almost Stevie J on ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5. It's Chris Tonto Peronto. The book is titled 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi. Tonto, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun and very cathartic for myself.
Well,
this week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your service to your country.
Thank you, sir.
Great American. And what happened on that day in Benghazi? For those that don't know, you guys were there. You had a chance to respond within 5 minutes. You were told by, quote, Bob to
stand down,
the CIA guy to stand down. You wanted to go, but you had to follow the orders, correct?
That is how we were brought up. We're all ex-military. All of us have been in infantry or special operations in some realm in one of our respective services. So that's how you're trained. You follow the chain of command, because if you don't, chaos ensues. But there becomes a point where you have to make a decision, and that's just as a person, and also as an operator, you're still given that leeway to make your own decisions. It's not you follow orders until it's time. You know, this isn't the right decision. Then we all make our decision as a team, and we went. So,
all right,
yeah.
2 years ago today, it happened. Benghazi. What did you think was happening when it started?
Oh, it was a definite. It was an attack. I mean, people that do read the book, and we go into greater detail in 13 hours, is we had teams nearby the U.S. consulate, and we always called the consulate. We didn't know it was called a special mission until we got back to the States. We had no idea. It was a consulate to us. We had teams, and my friend John Tig, driving by the consulate at around 8:30. You know, it was around 8:30, 8:45, and I mean nearby. We're talking 200 meters away, and there were no massings. There was no protest going on, and it was very quiet. We're only a 3/4 mile as a crow flies away, and it was very quiet. But once the attack started, and we got outside and started to get geared up within that 5-minute period, you could hear the explosions and the concentration, the intense concentration of fire. So we knew it was an attack.
All right. So how was it to live for 2 years, Chris, knowing what happened, and certainly right after when everybody was pushing the video,
yes,
and it
sir.
Was a spontaneous, that just had to eat you alive.
It did, but I was very lucky to have Oz and Tig and the two guys we call Jack and DB, which they're pseudos, which are still a very big part of the project. We could talk to each other and we could vent to each other, so it helped. But yeah, no, I had some angry days there, and I still have angry days, but I have a very good support network, and we know if we got angry, then you say the wrong things, and then it gets misconstrued, and we didn't want to ruin what happened there, and that would dishonor the memory of Roan. That would dishonor the memory of Bub, who are courageous. I mean, they gave everything. Those guys deserve all the kudos more than we do.
Chris Tano-Pirano, the book is 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. You think about this, I'm sure, every day, and you probably will for the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Had you left in 5 minutes, you think you could have saved Chris Stevens and the others?
Yes, I do believe so. I mean, Sean and Ambassador Stevens, yeah, definitely. Now, Roan and Bub, they died of a mortars attack later that night. We didn't get hit with that till 4 a.m. the next day.
No.
But yes, yeah. And the reason I do feel that way is, first of all, we are very good at what we do. All global response staff officers are very good at what they do. That's just what we do. We're trained for this, to go into situations with little or no information and do what we needed to do, just like we did that night. But also, they died of smoke inhalation. They didn't die of getting shot. They didn't die of an IED. That takes time. So getting us over there, at the very least, getting the bad guys off the compound like we did, would at least have allowed Scott Wicklin and Dave Ubin more response time to get in there and look for them quicker.
All right,
I do believe so.
There are forces that say you're just politicizing this whole thing. What has been the response since this came out, since your interview with Brett Baird Fox, since the book was released? Certainly now people have to say, what the heck happened here, and can't we possibly get to the bottom of this?
I'm hoping, and with people like yourself, that's not our fight. We don't want to get in the middle of that, because then, again, it taints really what the message of the book is, which is heroism, which is courageousness, which is showing that you still have guys, they may not be in the military anymore, but you still have guys like myself going overseas and protecting American interests and doing the right thing if somebody else doesn't. So, you know, I'm hoping people like yourself can get the truth for us as well, because,
yeah.
You know, that's still out there. And if you don't, you don't. Then I'll live with it, and it's another demon I'll have to live with the rest of my life. But that was part of the job when I signed up in 95 to become a Ranger.
How are you now? How is your health now, Chris?
I am good. Actually, I've lost hearing in my left ear, but that's just how it goes. And there's a funny story in 13 Hours with me and DB of how I lost the hearing during one of the firefights. But I'm doing well. I get to be with my kids now, which keeps my emotions in check. And I missed a lot of my kids' life. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so, and I said this before, but every night, and I even said it in the book, I handle this because every night I do get a little anxious. Let's put it that way. I do get, you know, I need to go back downrange. I'm not in the fight anymore. I just go in my room. I kiss my kids on the head when they're sleeping, and I'm okay. But I have to do that every night. And I like here, when I'm here, I get a little anxious because I'm not with them. As long as I talk to them and they say, hi, Daddy, I am fine. But, yeah, it's hard. It's very hard.
You ever wonder why you were there?
Well, it's a high-threat environment, and we are collecting intel on, you know, that's part of the job. That's the main part, is collecting intel on terrorists. So they need people like us there to protect them in the shadows and make sure that the case officers are okay.
Yeah.
So no, I never questioned where I needed to go or why I was there for the mission, because the mission is necessary for guys like us.
Well,
we need to be there.
We need guys like you. You're the true heroes out there that aren't afraid to risk your lives to protect others, and that's what you do, and that's what you did. And I just hope and pray that the answers come out and we at least learn what happened to maybe not make the same mistakes next time. But it's so political in this environment, it is crazy to get to the bottom of anything.
Yeah, sure.
It really
sure.
is. But, Tano, you're a hero, and thank you for your service, and hang in there with all that you deal with. 13 hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. God bless you, Tano. I appreciate your service, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, sir. It's an honor. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Doing some best of. I love that interview. And actually finding out more about the Chez Veterans Center on the University of Illinois campus next with my friend Andy here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your updated news coming up now from Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden is praising Senate passage of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. It's expected to reach his desk to be signed into law after a House vote Friday. The party line Senate vote was 50-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie.
Democrats say the measure will create jobs and reduce inflation and will address climate issues. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
"It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming."
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats robbed Americans with inflation and that this bill robs them a second time.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed responding to a shooting in Whitefield, Colorado. There's a report the suspect is dead. Police say the scene is secure and that there's no more threat to the public. Deputy Andrew Peary was 39 years old with a wife and two children. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Road in Champaign next to Interstate 74 closed to through traffic this week as construction crews build a new storm sewer for the highway. Weather permitting, Anthony Drive's closing today between Dale and Dobbins Drives and will reopen on Saturday. Need a job? Macon County has plenty of open positions. More than 2,000 jobs in the county need to be filled. Nationwide hiring in July was much better than expected. Non-farm payrolls rose 528,000. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Leisure and hospitality jobs lead the way with gains of 96,000. Shoppers in Illinois looking to stock up on school supplies, uniforms, and other back-to-school gear save money this past weekend. The state sales tax holiday on certain school-related items took place. It cut Illinois sales tax from 6.25% to 1.25%. Other sales taxes, such as those from a city or county, still apply. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Hello again, everyone. That's Chuck Weather for Eastern Sonora and Champaign and vicinity, and an outbreak or two of shower thunderstorm activity noted over the past weekend, particularly on Saturday, and the next rounds of organized rains up to the north end of the state. Reports of flash flooding over parts of southern Wisconsin, north and northwest Illinois, back into parts of northern Iowa over the past couple of days. There'll be a couple of healthy downpours in spots this afternoon and evening time. Up around 90 before the showers and thunderstorms move on through mainly this afternoon. Could see a stray shower later on this morning. Southwest winds will continue tonight, keeping us down to about 65 to 70 for the low, with showers and thunderstorms at their greatest this evening. Tomorrow night, it's warm, a lingering shower early on into the day tomorrow, with a mostly cloudy sky up to 81. Clouds break 59 tomorrow night. Real comfortable weather ahead for the rest of the weekend, into the weekend too. Partly to mostly sunny, 82 on Wednesday, 84 on Thursday, upper 70s and low 80s for highs. Friday and Saturday nights down into the 50s. Dry weather continues on for Sunday too. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
A very special night is coming to the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Owner Donnie Curtis is inviting nurses for a free dinner at the Long Branch on Monday, August 22nd. 40 nurses are invited for a steak dinner to say thank you for what you do, for caring for so many, and for all you've endured over the past few years. If you are a nurse and you would like a free steak dinner, text in NURSE to 217-359-2255, and we'll be glad to reserve your spot. Thank you, nurses, for all you do from the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown. Town Gifford.
That's our offer today, actually. Long Branch Steakhouse. GoSteever.com. The offer is up online. We'll also get a couple of winners of a $50 gift card to experience Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. As you go, text in the word Long Branch to 217-359-2255. That nurse night will come your way for only the nurse, not their family and support around them, but only the nurse. In 2 weeks, on May 22nd, August 22nd, on a Monday. So make sure you're experiencing that, too, if you know a nurse, so they can get a free dinner from Long Branch Steakhouse, August 22nd, as folks are also texting in the word NURSE to 359-2255, and we'll reach out if you're a winner on that. From the University of Illinois Chez Veterans Center, Andy Bender is joining the show. Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm great, Diane. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, I was at a golf outing, and Mr. Anderson approached me, and I know you're pretty good friends, and you've learned kind of the ropes from Garrett, and it's just so fun to be talking about the moving and shaking right off Nevada on campus near the quad, and just I was like, I got to get Andy on the air with me on ESPN 93.5 on Monday. So thanks for agreeing to and negotiating all this over the weekend. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. Thank you for having us.
So tell us your story. When did you join the Chez Veterans Center at the University of Illinois?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty new. I'm just over 30 days in. So I started the position on July 1st and then been trying to settle in and learn all the great things that happen here.
Are you in the service yourself, or have you been?
I'm a veteran of 20 years in the Army. I retired in 2016, and over the intervening years, I found my way here to the center.
Excellent. My daughter was in the Illinois Army National Guard and got some free college at ISU with that experience. It signed up for that 6-year commitment. It was a real good fit. Boy, the boot camp was hard down south, though. Do you remember those days?
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, first of all, thank you to your daughter and for you for your service. You know, the families that support their soldier, sailor, airman, Marines, they're just as important to that process.
And
so
thank you for that.
I remember it's a tough transition, but it's, you know, it's an important part of making them ready to be part of the great services that the nation needs. But it's definitely a challenge.
You know, Andy, I've been hearing that people are getting more out of shape when it comes to our young adults when they sign up to be a part of any kind of our military branch. Have you heard that?
Well, you know, there's always that challenge. The military is pretty hard. You know, being an all-volunteer service, they get to be a little more selective. I think the good news is that the leaders that are at those boot camps and those different entry stations, they know how to get us in shape and help us maintain those lifestyle changes that'll help us be successful as we make our military journey. It's just one of those things that happens, and the military can be pretty demanding, so everybody has a little bit of that physical challenge when they start.
Well, and I know if you're signing up, the recruiter will help you navigate that, and if you do need to lose a few pounds or become more intellectual in any kind of way, that they'll help you navigate that, maybe put you on a 3-month or a 6-month plan so that you can face those challenges and get ready for those training sessions. Boy, I want to say... Oh, what's the one down south? Not Fort Sumner. It's okay. But Gabby was very hot and it was very uncomfortable. But she ended up not knowing how to shoot a gun going in and was almost like a sharpshooter. She did so well. Sometimes you can really learn some great skills that'll help for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about that military service is that you do get exposed to just so many different things that you may never have the opportunity to do. The training itself is world class. You can't beat it anywhere. But I think more importantly, the exposure to the different people that you're going to meet, it really represents our nation, right? And what we're made up of. So the opportunity to go out there and not just learn those technical skills and those pretty cool things that the military can do, but also the exposure to those different people and ideas is what makes it so great.
Well, with you being a veteran for 20 years, let's talk about when you started after basic training. And then did that launch you into traveling all over the world? Some people really love that aspect of it.
I mean, it definitely can. I mean, the opportunities are out there, the ability to travel and see different places. I had the great fortune of, you know, doing some extensive travel outside of the United States. I've been to Europe, Africa, Middle East, Asia. It's been all over the place. So if that's something you'd like to do, the military can give you some of those opportunities for sure.
Wonderful. Now, the University of Illinois Chez Veterans Center, that really helps when folks come back from their service and they might have some challenges and they want to pursue their degree. This is the perfect fit.
Absolutely. I mean, the center is really based upon, you know, taking those veterans that are returning and helping that transition. You know, you lose a lot when you leave the military. You're used to a certain regime, a certain, you know, schedule, and having people help you and guide you along the way. And when you leave, that may not be there. And really the center is about that transition, helping those men and women who gave so much to ensuring our freedom and our safety, but helping them make that really sometimes difficult transition into the university. You know, men and women who are older than the average college student are finding themselves in a different environment. And that's what we're about, is making that smooth so that they can be successful and move on to their new journey.
Walk me through how the place looks, Andy. I need to get a tour in, and I think people are welcome to do that, especially if you know somebody who's a veteran from the military that is interested in the University of Illinois Chess Veterans Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Tours are always welcome. You can go to our website look up University of Illinois Chess Veterans Center. You can see that. You can schedule tours for you. You can reach out and contact us. We always love having people to come in and take a look at what we have to offer. But it's a beautiful facility. It's pretty new, at least in terms of the university and some of the old buildings here. Mm-hmm. But it's a three-story center. Our first floor is dedicated to our residential areas. We have a fully ADA kitchen to accommodate all types of disabilities and physical needs. So they have a full kitchen down there. We also have our counseling space where those people who need some additional counseling, we have a licensed social worker on staff. So that's there. Our second floor has office space for some of our community and VA partners, as well as a nice fully full gym for our students to use. And then one of the most unique parts of our facility is our third floor has 14 residential rooms that are fitted out to accommodate any kind of disability or wound that a veteran may bring. So it's a one-of-a-kind facility. I definitely encourage anyone to come by and take a look.
Awesome. It sounds wonderful. And I know to accommodate any kind of disability is, a part of your mission. Let's talk about some of the clientele in those 14 residential rooms.
Yeah, I mean, so, like anything else, the veteran population shifts over time. So when the center originally started, it was really built to serve those wounded veterans who were coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. But as those wars drew down and that need starts to taper off, we found that we didn't have quite enough of those veterans on campus. So we opened it up to all of our veteran students. So really it's a mix, which is fantastic. It's a great diverse group upstairs, but they get to come in and use our facilities. Hopefully that takes some of the burden off of their financial or even the challenges that come with being at the university.
I do a lot with the American Legion, the VFW, some of these area services, and especially their older clientele. And I feel like we need more of a push for our young adults to assist on some of these groups and organizations that help our veterans.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges with veterans and those groups is communicating. And the communication comes is veterans can be difficult to understand. People who aren't attached to don't know someone who is, aren't attached to the military or don't have that experience, they have a perception of what it means to be a veteran. And honestly, some of our, with the disparity between, or the length of time that sometimes we see between these conflicts and things, it's easy to forget, those things that are going on or those long lasting wounds. So I think it's really about our messaging. I think we have to make it more comfortable for people to engage with veterans and know how to communicate and also understand it's just a part of them. It's not who they are necessarily. So I think that's really why we see some of that, I won't say hesitancy, but some of that, gap, I guess, maybe in that connection between our younger generations and our current veteran population.
I'm visiting with Andy Bender, University of Illinois Chess Veterans Center, and, you know, I didn't plan any of this, so I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot on any of this, Andy. It's just observations for me, personally in the community, and typically around Veterans Day and on Memorial Day, that I'm really stepping up and assisting more, but it's really something we can all, you know, and you expressed gratitude towards my daughter, even though she's not in the National Guard anymore. You know, it's just that appreciation and developing those relationships. And like you said, there might be a little bit of an age gap, but we need to do our best to help all our veterans in any way, shape, or form. And I love that we have this facility at the University of Illinois with the Chess Veterans Center. Maybe you triggered something, Andy, with somebody listening today on ESPN 93.5. What can we do to get involved, to help? Are you looking for anybody, recruiting people to help in any kind of way?
You know, Diana, we're always looking for help, and the help can come in so many different forms. You know, it can be as simple as, you know, money is always good, right? I won't lie and say that's not useful and helpful. But also just the ability to, you know, to learn about what we do, the center, and then learn about our students in that population. But be willing to give that time, make those connections when we do have, you see those events come out on social media. Be willing to come and be part of the process with us, and help us learn too, because I do believe that we have a responsibility to teach, but also understand people's perceptions of veterans and how we can make these transitions for our students better. So I think just the willingness to come see us, say hi, learn about us and be part of it is a great first step.
To learn more about the Chess Veterans Center at the University of Illinois campus, is there a website?
There is, absolutely. Let me see. It is at the...
I know you just started a month ago. I'm sure it's just an online search.
It is, but I don't want to get it wrong here, because I would get it wrong. It is Chess Veterans Center, that's one word,
Illinois.edu. I got it down. And if people want to hear more of our conversation, they can always visit steviejay.com for the podcast that's posted up later today from Andy Bednar. Thank you so much, Andy, and we appreciate your service to our country.
Thank you, Diane. You have a great day.
All right. God bless America. ESPN 93.5.
You might have heard about Bulldog Disposal's new doggy bag service, but how does it actually work?
The doggy bag worked out really great for our family. We've been renovating our home, and so they were able to drop off the bag to us, and we got to fill it up as we needed, and just got to sit there until we were finished. And when we were finished, they came and picked it up and took it away. It was awesome.
Order one for yourself by calling Bulldog Disposal at 217-841-2629. That's 841-2629. Or learn more at bulldoggybag.com. If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days and tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to GoStever.com. If you don't have a free account, sign up. Click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch Restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois, beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com. Click accept. You have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday. All right? $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com, GoStever.com.
Don't forget every month, that's check weather for East Central and Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, showers and thunder have been the story over the past weekend. Up into the northern reaches of the state, from there northwest into southern Minnesota, northern Iowa. Yeah, we caught a couple of those during the course of Saturday. And with the next round of rainfall coming our way, there'll be some healthy downpours in a couple of spots this afternoon and evening time. Then cooler, drier air settles in for the end part of the weekend, into the weekend too. You'll enjoy kind of a win-win for everyone this week weather-wise. With more rain back in the forecast, especially this afternoon, stray shower late this morning, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon before the rain arrives up around 90, southwest wind, warm and humid tonight, 65 to 70 with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms this evening, and again after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, a shower chance early tomorrow, then mostly cloudy, 81. Skies break tomorrow night, 59, sunny, pleasant, 82. Humidity comes down nicely on Wednesday. Beautiful weather Thursday, sunny skies at 84, even cooler, drier Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures 79 on Friday, low 80s for the weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solvay.
Here's what's on sale right now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Thanks, Chris. We have Frigidaire dishwashers, $150 off.
Incredible savings. Let's go to the phone lines now. Caller, are you there?
Hey, this is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, this music is loud.
We have top mount refrigerators in stock. Washing machines starting at $529. Ranges and microwaves in stainless steel. Plus free financing available. Wow!
Typically, at a quarter till and a quarter after, I hit our sports headlines, but it's pretty cool that we have such a great Redbird recap with that 12-9 win over the New York Yankees and a sweep down at Busch.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and there are days, Ricky, when a team has to go out and outslug the other team. That's what the Cardinals did yesterday, winning 12-9, and they swept the three-game series from the Yankees.
It was absolutely a game of survival, a game of over 4 hours, and the Cardinals were able to hang on. Ryan Helsley picked up the save. The win goes to Chris Stratton, one of the new Cardinal relievers. Big hits in the game by Nolan Arenado early on. The biggest hit was Paul DeJong, who had a three-run home run in the eighth inning, gave the Cardinals some breathing room.
That was with two outs for Paul DeJong, who has had some kind of comeback from AAA, where he played in 51 games and really found his stroke again.
It's been great to have Paul DeJong back, but also Yadier Molina. He's doing a lot to coach the pitchers through moments and tried to help Adam Wainwright, who did not have a good start for the Cardinals, but he at least battled, and the Cardinals found a way to win.
The Cardinals are off today and will play in Colorado against the Rockies tomorrow night on the air at 6:45 with Miles Michaelis on the mound.
Miami prevented a sweep, 3-0, beating the Cubs yesterday. Now the Cubs will host Washington's Nationals with a 7:05 start. Annabelle Sanchez on the mound for the Nationals, and the Cubs will use Keegan Thompson. Chicago White Sox over the Texas Rangers to split with them. That final was 8-2. They've got a series starting up in Kansas City at 6:40 tomorrow. And again, Colorado is who the St. Louis Cardinals will face at 7:40 tomorrow. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. When it comes to NFL news, running back Kareem Hunt missed a few practices requesting a trade from the Cleveland Browns. He's in the final year of his two-year, $12 million deal, but he did return to practice yesterday. And at the Bears training camp, wide receiver N'Keal Harry, at the age of 24, suffered an ankle injury. Family Fest is happening at Soldier Field tomorrow. It's unknown whether N'Keal Harry will be part of that. NASCAR's Kevin Harvick in Michigan gets that checkered flag, and it's been a while since that's been the case for him. That'll do it for the show today. Stevie J checking in from Iceland sounded fascinating on his travels, and some comments coming in to 359-2255. Again, folks are also texting in the word Long Branch to try to win at the end of the day. Enjoy your day, and thanks for listening.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on neutral or berry cheek trio blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
And now, Donnie Curtis, the owner of the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford.
I asked them where they're from. They tell me that they're from Philo, Champaign, Danville, all over the place. I asked them, where do they hear us from? And they say, from you. DBJ Radio, Lon, Diane, all of you guys. It is a good feeling to know that people are coming from so far to come in here and try us out. That I got the best staff around, hands down. Good, hardworking people who honestly wants to come in and work and make money. And they do a good job. That is fresh. The fillets are like butter. I need a break at times. I make a point to at times if I can. And if I can, I do. I go out and say hi. It's all about timing. And I've been doing this for a long time. It's just all about timing. Why not? We do it right. We do it fresh. Everything is done there. I cut and clean my own meat daily. I don't have a microwave. Why not come up and see us?
Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Tim Sinclair, public address voice of Fighting Illini basketball. You're used to hearing me talk about my favorite team during the games, But now, I'll also be talking about my favorite fan store before the games. I've teamed up with Game Day Spirit to get you ready for the season. Just head to one of Game Day's two locations, at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or at 6th and Green in Campustown. Or check out GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Kevin Winter. The hottest team in baseball finished off a three-game sweep, and the team that dominated the headlines last week, two home runs for Cody Bellinger. Tyler Anderson tossed seven shutout innings. Dodgers win their eighth in a row, 4-0 over the Padres.